It's been good. I think, you know, guys are excited flying around, getting a little bit more competition stuff, not as many, you know, versus scouts. So, you know, it's always fun to go against the defense and talk a little noise and have some fun. So it's been fun.
For you guys that are on your second go-round of this, how much easier is it to navigate the 5-week gap?
Right. You know, it's still tough. At the same time, you know, we kind of it's a little bit different situation than last year, so it's a little bit easier to handle. But at the same time, you know, you get antsy. You know, you're playing against your own teammates. That's fun to a point. I know defense wants to hit somebody else. So, you know, you can only take it so long before you get antsy. But at the same time, you know, we're getting good work. A lot of competition is going around, so it's been fun.
You're saying you get to this stage of the game and you have to remind them you're wearing green?
Sometimes, you know, I don't think Tim sees anything, but the opposite, you know, side of the ball. So, but, you know, it's just fun. And I think us seniors, just our last go around, and, you know, last year we saw how those seniors went out, and it was disappointing. You know, something you never want to do, and you don't want to send your guys out like that. So I think, you know, that's a little bit of motivation for us, and something we can pass on to the young guys is, you know, this is a big game for us, you know, not only as a senior class, but as a team, and, you know, for this, you know, A-State Nation. You know, this is something we've been waiting for a long time.
You mentioned there being differences, and obviously, you know, the coaching situation is different while somewhat the same. Just between all of that and the gap, and how much better off are you guys prepared-wise than last year?
It's nice being able to go to meetings with the same guys you've been going with all year, you know, not just coaching-wise, but your position group. You know, coaches aren't having the extra load to have to teach two positions. You know, they can do their position and not overload themselves. So, I mean, it was very stressful, you know, not only for us as players, but coaches last year, because it put a lot of stress on them, you know. You know, when you got, you know, a coach having to coach his position and somebody else along with do a game plan, that's never easy. So it's definitely a lot more relaxed.
Another spring practice. It's over a month. It's a little bit spirited out there, you know, out there, especially between the offense and the defense. How do you kind of manage your emotions over this period?
No doubt. You know, I think this is what it's about. You know, being able to come out and compete day in and day out, and that's what we're doing. This is another time for the young guys to get in and kind of blossom and see where they're at after a full season, especially the freshmen. And I think it's been good. You know, the guys have picked it up well.
Same time we're having fun. That's what this is all about.
As you look ahead at Kent State, I know that a lot of that hasn't been fed to the team yet. I know you're a guy that's usually here trying to watch film. Have you been able to start to study them at all?
I've watched a couple games. They're very, very good good team. You know, defensively, which is what, you know, I watch. They play football, and that's something I think is why they're in that position. You know, they're the number one team in the country in turnovers. And they have 23 picks. 38 turnovers, and I think that averages to about 3 a game. So, I mean, that's impressive, and that's a stat, you know, that we you know, got to pay close attention to. You know, you can't turn the ball over and expect to win, and that's something they feed off of and something we can't allow them to have. And, you know, you don't want to give a team like that momentum, especially in a big game like this.